Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by...
My name is Joseph Wallen. I'm the Director of Performing Arts for the Workhouse Arts Center.
Thanks for joining us. Obviously, Workhouse Arts Center is down in Lorton, Virginia. We spoke with you, I guess, a couple months ago about your comedy series, but now it's almost October. It's almost Halloween season. Tell us what you got going on. We have I guess it's not really a haunted house. It's like a trail. Tell me what we got.
Absolutely. This is an annual event we've done now for the past 7 years. It is a haunted trail. We do walk through the woods. We walk past some of the abandoned structures of the former prison, and then some other scenic units that we have constructed bespoke just for this attraction. It is a walking trail, as I mentioned. We expect that a guest walking on the trail would probably last between 30 and 35 minutes for them. So we definitely recommend comfortable walking shoes, and guests will be walking both over paved surfaces and mulched pathways through the woods.
Gotcha. Hey, I mean, the fact that it's through the woods, I mean, you've been doing this event for years. When COVID hit and everything, you know, a lot of haunted houses probably had to factor that in or not be able to open or have masks or whatever vaccines. But with you guys, it's already outside, right? So talk about how it kind of fits perfectly if you're looking for something to do.
Absolutely. So it does make it a little bit easier, you know, to be safer and to be more in compliant and do the right thing, you know, so we're keeping all of our staff, all of the wonderful contractors. We have close to 80 scare actors and scenic technicians that will be working with us this season. And we've already done training. As a matter of fact, last night, about 9 o'clock, we just finished our final dress rehearsal for the haunted trail. So we have lots of folks in scary costumes and scary characters along that pathway that I mentioned before, trying to bring out some Halloween fun for everybody. We are following COVID protocols. We are dispatching groups of guests to the trail in small groups of no more than 8. Guests are being required to be masked while they're walking through the trail, even though it is outdoors, typically because one of the results that always happens of walking through as a haunted trail is you get a lot of screaming. So we decided to go ahead and keep the masks, even though we are outdoors. All of our staff and contractors who are working operations for the event, they are required to show proof of COVID vaccination or a negative COVID test each weekend that's no older than 48 hours. They're getting for the ones that are unable to get vaccinated, they're showing us fresh results each Thursday or Friday. So we're doing our best. We want to have Halloween back as close to normal as we can. But of course, we are not out of the woods with COVID, even though we're going into the woods with Halloween.
Nice pun there. And so the mask helps stifle the screams a little bit. I like it. All right, cool. So you said it's going to be a group of 8 per group. So put us in the shoes, and we're a radio station, so try to paint a visual picture for me. So put us in the shoes of someone who shows up for this thing. So like, tell me exactly like how, I mean, don't give away all the scares, but like, sure. In general terms, you know, you show up, you park, you there's like maybe a waiting area, a guide comes over, walks you through, then you'll walk through the woods. Like, kind of walk me through what the experience is sort of like.
Jason, if it's okay with you, I think I'll break that into 2, sure. And then you can, you know, cut them together how you like. So I'll first answer you sort of in a logistics fashion.
Sure.
And right. Then I'll answer you again with more of a narrative fashion.
Cool.
So for logistics, we are selling tickets in timed entry, and there's only a limited amount of tickets per time slot that are available. We are doing that purposefully. Number one, it helps reduce wait time for folks when they arrive. You know, if I bought a ticket for 7:15, I know that my party will be going dispatched to the trail, going onto the trail sometime between 7:15 and 7:30. And by us only having a limited amount of tickets within that time block, we are able to manage that aspect of it. We are trying to, you know, again, be responsible. We don't want thousands of people here all at once. Even if everyone is wearing masks, we are trying to be responsible and keep the crowd sizes smaller. It's more manageable for our team, but it's also, again, you know, still being in a COVID world, we feel that that's the right thing to do. So guests will arrive. They'll park in our north parking lot. They'll come onto our central quad where we have a tent and a ticket booth. That's where they will check in their party. They'll be given a wristband and a dispatch number. On four of the nights during the event, we will have a live band playing outside. So there's a little extra fun there. But for all the nights, we will have an a la carte bar selling beer, wine, soft drinks, and a specialty drink. And we will have some light fare, mostly, you know, snack sort of things that you can enjoy while you're waiting for your group to be dispatched to the trail. Then you'll go through the trail at the, again, it lasts about 30, 35 minutes walking, and you end up right back where you started. So we do have a couple of groups that were much larger. We have a group, one of the groups that we sold tickets to recently had about 30 attendees. So we've had to split that group into smaller groups. And so they can, once they've completed the trail, they can come back to that check-in area and wait for the rest of their larger party to arrive, so that they can, you know, share stories of their experiences with each other. So that's sort of the dry part of it.
Sure. Now hit me with the narrative.
The narrative part. All right. So one of the important things for me from a performing arts background is that it's not just a haunted trail where you've got actors, you know, you've got a vampire over here and you've got a, you know, a zombie over there, and they just jump out from behind a tree to try to scare you. I feel it's more effective and it's more compelling when there's a storyline that's happening. And we don't expect our guests to completely understand, you know, a beginning, middle, end to a story. But what you will expect, or what you will experience as a guest, is you will experience, the experience will be that of being immersed into an atmosphere. You're walking in media res, just something's going on. You're walking into a story, an environment of a story that's already been unfolding, and a mythology that sort of connects the entire experience. So the mythology that we've created, to kind of keep it spoiler free, is every year at harvest time, there's a mysterious carnival that just sort of appears after dark at the edge of town. All the locals know to stay away because it's one of those carnivals that if you go, you may never come back. But for all the newbies in town and all the tourists, they don't know. And they say, you know, they don't believe in the superstition or the nonsense. So they go. And the first thing that they'll walk into is an enormous vortex tunnel, which is a big carnival feature. And that's super exciting for us. We tested that last night. But the big vortex tunnel is a big turning tunnel that provides sort of an optical illusion as you're walking through it. And once our guests have come out of that vortex tunnel, they realize that they are not in a carnival after all. They're in something much deeper, much darker. And that's where the bad stuff is happening.
Awesome. Thanks for walking me through, no pun intended, through that.
Sure, sure.
Cool. Well, anything we should know in terms of, forgive me if you've already touched on this, but it could help for a separate soundbite, but how close are the people allowed to scare you? And I'm not even talking COVID wise. You've already covered that extensive, but I just mean like in terms of preparing people for, you know, how scared they're going to be.
Sure.
Are these like people like up in your face? Are they a little bit at a distance, or what can we expect in terms of fear factor?
And thank you. That's a really important point to mention is all of our actors are trained to do a couple things. Number one, they are trained not to touch any guests, and guests are not permitted to touch our performers. All the guests before they are dispatched on the trail, they are given a brief, you know, little briefing of sort of the rules of the road, or rules of the trail rather, that if they're not complied, they may be asked to leave. You know, safety is our number one, even though we want to give the impression that you're walking into an unsafe place. That's actually the biggest part of our operational considerations is the safety of everybody. Both, you know, even if COVID wasn't around, you know, still safety is important to us.
Great.
The actors are allowed to get close, provided that they are masked and the guest is, you know, also masked. As I mentioned, the guests are required to do so. And we do have, you know, security folks and other folks along the trail that are keeping an eye to make sure everybody's behaving and you know, but also that folks aren't getting lost or if a guest, you know, gets super scared and, you know, decides they cannot continue the experience, which has happened in the past, then they'll be able to have the opportunity to be escorted off the trail without having to continue through. So no touching is allowed, but the actors are allowed to get pretty close, you know, with some confines, of course.
Great, great. Cool. Well, just a final bit of logistical stuff then before we run. How much does it cost and how long does it run? You know, what are the dates?
Yeah. So Jason, I'm glad you asked about that. Sunday, October 3rd is our sneak preview night. And we're very excited about that night because we are offering free tickets for folks who can present an ID indicating that they are military, either active duty or retired, teachers, first responders, and healthcare workers. We do still require that they reserve the tickets online in advance, and then their ticket will be validated by presenting a qualifying ID once they arrive to receive their wristband and prepare to be dispatched to the trail. Tickets for most of the nights, including the first night, are $25 per person, excepting the promo that I mentioned for the first responders and that group of folks for October 3rd. All the remainder of the nights go from October, oh boy, let me take a peek at the calendar. October 8th, I believe, is the next one, but yeah. Okay, so I'll back up. So the bulk of the nights are every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, beginning October 8th. And continuing through November 6th. Each night operations run from 7 to 11 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays, and 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Sundays. Most nights tickets are priced at $25 per person. We do have discounts available for groups of 10 or more. And on the premium nights, we have 4 premium Saturday nights where we're including live music. Those are priced at $30 per ticket. If guests go to our website, they can see the breakdown of each night and what each night's unique offerings may be, as well as the pricing for these special nights. We are recommending it's for ages 13 and older, but all parents, you know your children best and you know their tolerance factor, but we are recommending 13 and older.
Awesome. Well, thanks again for joining us. It sounds like it's going to be a scary good time. Again, everybody, it's October 3rd through November 6th. So get your tickets now at workhousearts.org. Thanks so much.
Great. Thank you, Jason.